Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Hey, hey, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Of course, you're welcome to participate with this show no matter where you're listening and no matter how you're listening. You could participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Hello to everybody listening all over the world. What are we talking about today? Today we're going to be talking about the unlived life. Ooh, the unlived life. It is a travesty and at the same time a tremendous commonality that humanity all over the world shares. The unlived life. I'm excited to talk about it. First, I want to say hello to the A Better Today community all around the world, people deciding to live the power of one, one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. It doesn't matter what you believe in, what religion you are. If you're not a religion, it doesn't matter. Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see. That means we have to take action, participate in the change we wish to see. If I have learned anything in my days, it's that success, peace, love, these aren't things you have. They are things you do. They are things you are. They are things you live. There's something you experience when you live accordingly. Get out there and never forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. That's all you got to do. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. And watch this world change. Folks, today we're talking about the unlived life. What does that even mean? The unlived life, what does that even mean? You know, in the years that I spent volunteering at the veterans' hospital, watching older veterans and some younger ones, but many older veterans die, watching them in their last days, their last hours even, some of them. You often get quite an educational experience watching somebody sift through verbally sift through the conclusion of their life. They are often reflective and many times you've heard me say on this show, if you want to learn how to live, hang out with people who are dying. And I learned so much because oftentimes they would say, I wish I would have done this. I wish I wouldn't have worried so much. I wish I wouldn't have worried so much about what other people thought. I wish I would have told so-and-so I love them. I wish I would have been more loving and generous. I wish I would have experienced the hug from my kids more. I wish I would have listened to music more. I would have danced more. You would often hear things like this. And what I realize now is what they were sharing with me, what I was seeing and what I was hearing were the scars, the spiritual and emotional scars of a life not lived. Scars of a life not lived. The scars of a love not shared. Of an apology not said. Of forgiveness not given. Of compassion not expressed. Of happiness not embraced. I mean, I was looking and listening to the scars, the emotional and psychological and spiritual scars of a life not lived. It is so common that we go through our lives, our entire lives, existing through it, not really paying attention to the power we have in the course of a day. And even worse, letting somebody else live our life for us. What causes scars, emotional, psychological, and spiritual scars of a life not lived? What does the unlived life entail? For me, the unlived life is the risks not taken. It's the gratitude not expressed. It's the self-love not shared, not felt. The unlived life to me is what I see most people doing. Getting through their day, kind of tiptoeing around the people who they're so concerned for their opinion. They tiptoe around them. Metaphysically, metaphorically, and literally, tiptoe around them, hoping not to cause too many waves, to not catch the attention of the great spiritual bullies that we sometimes find ourselves around. The life unlived is a life unloved. A life where we have embraced the existence of fear over the abundance of love. We react in a place from fear instead of acting and responding in a place of love. For me, the unlived life is the life in which someone feels uninspired. How could you possibly be inspired if you're just existing? And I can tell somebody who's navigating through an unlived life because they say things like same crap, different day. They say things like, well, this is my karma. This is what God wants for me. They are down. They've gotten to a place where their own agreement with reality has become used to losing. And they're just trying to get by. And they'll tell you, I'm just trying to get by. I'm just trying to get through my day. My life is just putting out one fire after another. Same crap, different day. Those are the words of somebody navigating an unlived life. Now, what brings us there is it's not that you're born disempowered. It's not that you're born disempowered. You're born empowered. You're born with every bit of potentiality, and studies show that you have a greater connection to that potentiality. Look at how much you learn in such a small amount of time that you're young and growing. Your potentiality kids kids will do where they have an excess, the way that our frontal lobes develop or don't develop as fast as our bodies do. So our frontal lobes don't develop as fast as our bodies do. While our bodies grow until well into your teens, your frontal lobe may not be done growing until you're in your mid-20s. So what happens is you end up with a whole bunch of adrenaline and not as much filtering capacity in the frontal lobes for rationality. So as kids, you do stupid things. You do stupid things. You're wondering why your child is climbing that fence and has no concept of the fact that he could fall and break his head, and why they're jumping off the roof, and why they're on the trampoline and just want to keep going higher and higher, and they keep finding ways to hurt themselves and do something stupid and ride bicycles into, you know, trying to jump a curb or a person or whatever it is. We look at kids and we say, you guys are, what's going through your mind? No, I could tell you what's going through their mind. What's going through their mind is a whole lot of growth hormones. That's why they're growing so fast. They've got a whole bunch of growth hormones going through their minds, but their frontal lobes, which is the rationale, the rationing part of the brain. It creates the rationality and puts things into perspective. That doesn't mature until they're in their mid-20s, so they're going to do a whole bunch of stupid stuff before then. But they're living. What ends up happening by the time you get your frontal lobes and your objectivity and your rationality? You do definitely have less growth hormones pumping through your body by then. But you still have your testosterone, and you still have those wonderful, delicious chemicals your body creates, and it gives you goosebumps so that when you have your dream or you're inspired by a vision or an idea, and those wonderful feelings and goosebumps and excitement and anticipation, all of that is still pumping through your body, and it makes you feel so good. But by at that point, life's humbled you a little bit. Life begins to humble you. It begins to humble your language. It begins to humble you. Peer pressure starts to humble you a little bit, and it starts to the humbling quickly, because we're humans and we like to belong to organizations. We like to be a part of a community. We like to be in cliques, because life humbles you a little bit and people humble you a little bit. You tend to feel a little more disempowered. You start getting that herd mentality. When you're young, you're alive, and even if you were the only person doing it, you'll do it. But as you get older, you start to fall into that herd mentality. By then, you have already gotten several years of your formal schooling, and then your schooling, that all of you are in one classroom, and then the bell rings, and you are conditioned to go to another classroom, and bell rings, and you're conditioned to go to another classroom, and this is what you wear on Mondays and Thursdays, and this is what you wear on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Fridays, and you have become conditioned in that herd mentality. Your schooling becomes like an assembly line, and because you're young, because that schooling takes place in your most impressionable years, a byproduct of that kind of schooling creates your conformity to a herd mentality. You subconsciously and consciously already wouldn't like to be in a separate classroom from everyone else. The same happens as an adult. By the time you're an adult, you don't want to be the one weird one. You want to still fit in. Even if you have your own ideas and you think you're a rebel, you still want to fit in. But in your mind, you have that herd mentality. And you start looking to fit in at the expense of your individuality, at the expense of your own power, at the expense of your own ability to make choices in your life. You start living your life for others. You start living your life for others, whether directly for others or making choices that will please others or at least keep them from looking at you as the weird one. We get nervous. We feel disempowered. We get insecure. And suddenly, not only are we not just going for what we want, we start going for what we think other people want for us. And that turns into a spiral of existence that few people ever break out of. Your local cemetery is filled with unwritten books. Few people wake up and love like they want to love, and share like they want to share, and apologize like they want to apologize, and forgive like they want to forgive. For me, life is lived with purpose. It is responsive, not reactive. You will make mistakes, that's life. You will win, that's life. You will lose, that's life. You will be accepted, that's life. You will be made fun of, that's life. You will be declined and denied, that's life. That's the way that life is, but that is a lived life if you don't have some scars. You have not yet lived. But for me, the important thing is to have the scars of something you've experienced. That will go away. Regret for things you have done will go away, folks. It will go away. It will subside. It will get weaker. Time heals, that kind of thing. It is regret for things you have not done that is inconsolable. Time cannot heal it, for it exists in the void of your inaction. Are you living an unlived life? Now, you can look at your life and say, no, I'm clearly alive. Look, I have this and I have that. I have kids. I have a spouse, or I have a job. I have a career. I have classes. I have students. Whatever it is, I know that you're alive. And I know that every day is brand new for you. And I know that you interact with people throughout the day. And I know that you're moving, and that you'll eat today, and you'll drink today, and you'll joke today, and you might laugh today, and you'll drive today, and you might walk today. I know all of these things are true. I know that you're alive. The question is, with this life that you have, are you existing? Or are you living? How would people around you, not how you would describe yourself. Think about the people around you. How would they describe you? Would they say, look at them right there. Oh, that person's alive. That person's taking advantage of opportunities. That person is creating new opportunities. That person is loving life. The people they love, boy, do they know that they're loved. The people that they care about, boy, do they know they care about. Would somebody say that about you, or would they be shocked to hear that you're an active participant in your life? But the people closest to you know what you love, know what you care about, know what you want. If the people closest to you don't know this about you overtly, then you might be lying to yourself. And you might just be existing. Have you said for years and years that there's a change that you want to make, but yet you haven't even taken the first step to make that change? You might be lying to yourself. Have you for years and years knew that there was something? There was something that you just weren't willing to accept about yourself. Years and years you have been the most critical of yourself, and that hasn't been remedied by the beauty of self-acceptance. You may be living the unlived life. The unlived life, it isn't, sometimes it can be. I mean, it can be something that's depressing. It can be something that's completely and clearly disempowered. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. There are people who are living an unlived life that don't even know it. It's kind of like that movie, which was the Bruce Willis movie, everybody. You know, the one where he doesn't find out until the end of the movie that he's dead. He's talking to that little kid the whole time. I see dead people. I don't know why. I can't remember this movie's name. Somebody help me out, please. The Sixth Sense. Thank you very much. So it's like The Sixth Sense, where the whole movie, Bruce Willis goes by, and he doesn't realize till the end that he's been dead all along. He's been dead all along. So sometimes when you're living an unlived life, you don't even know it. You know why you don't know it? Because it doesn't necessarily mean that your life is a disaster. It doesn't have to be a disaster. It could be that you're just going through conditioned responses. Your every Monday looks like every Monday. Every Tuesday looks like every Tuesday. Every 2 o'clock looks like every 2 o'clock. And you have your life so scheduled, so precise, and so routine that you can close your eyes and go through it. And guess what? Psychologically and consciously, you do close your eyes and go through it. And the boat may not rock in either direction. It may not tilt towards the bad. It may not tilt towards the good. It just goes steady. But that is a recipe. For laying on your deathbed, realizing you had all those days to write a book, your life story, and you didn't. That is a recipe to say, I wish I would have broken up my day a little bit more. I wish I would have read a little something different, watched a little something different, said a little more. I love, one of the greatest things that I ever did for myself was treating each day for what it is, an individual experience of my life. That's it. Today is a day, today, look at your calendar. Today is a day that has never happened before and will never happen again. That is a fact, and I'm going to treat it like that. Now, no matter how great he was, Gandhi didn't see today. No matter how great they were, not Jesus, not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Abraham, not Moses, not Dr. King, not Mother Teresa, not Princess Di, no matter how great they were and great their experiences were, they did not experience this day. And here I am in the morning, blessed to do so. A day that has never been seen before. A day that will never be seen again. It was a tremendous blessing to myself to look at the day like that. To know that I have today to work towards what I want, to love those who I love, to forgive those who I forgive, to apologize to those I need to apologize for, to hug those I can hug. It's so liberating to realize this truth. It's not something that I have to be spiritually inclined to believe or scientifically inclined to believe. You don't have to believe anything about it. It even relieves you of the stress of belief. It's just true. It's plainly true. It's obviously true. It's demonstrably true. Today is a day no one has ever seen before and no one will ever see again. That is a fact. How great is that? How great is it that it frees me from a burden of yesterday? It frees me from the to-do list of tomorrow. And it places me right here, right now, where I don't have to hope somebody knows I love them. I can just tell them. I don't have to be sorry I didn't say it yesterday. I can just say it today. I don't have to hate myself for not exercising yesterday. I can just exercise today. I don't have to go crazy about what I'm going to say tomorrow. I can say it today. It frees me from so many things that I had burdened myself with for years and years. And it helps me appreciate this day, something that I also did not do for years and years. And I would always think that each day is a stepping stone in the journey. And in a greater picture, perhaps that can be argued. But a great empowered realization for me was realizing that each day is the journey. Each day is its own journey. And life is a culmination of journeys. Success is a culmination of journeys. And you experience it day by day. And I know when it's my turn to be laying there, I know that I'll look not upon an unlived life, not upon an unloved life, but instead I will look back fondly on countless days I lived to the max. Why not you? Why wouldn't you choose to live the same way? It's something you want. It's something you feel. You hear me describe this. You think, yes, I want to live that way. Well, here's the beauty of it. It doesn't matter if your goals are my goals. They're not going to be. We're different people. It doesn't matter if your goals are your neighbor's goals. It doesn't matter what your goals are. It doesn't matter what your desires, your dreams are. It doesn't matter. The only thing that's true for you and that's true for me universally is that today, right now, is happening. It's never happened before. It'll never happen again. Leave your mark. Leave your mark. Will the end of this day find evidence that you were afraid? Will the end of this day find evidence that you were existing? Or will it find evidence that you were alive, that you were living, and that you were navigating through this day with love, with compassion, with purpose, with dedication, with commitment? What will the end of this day find of you? Because you know what's an interesting dynamic? You know how I said that each day is a journey and that your entire life is a culmination of these small journeys? I have found in my research and in my communication with others that how you answer that question at the end of the day. How will the end of this day find me? How did I treat this day? Was I alive? Did I live through it or did I exist through it? How you answer that question at the end of the day is most likely going to be how you answer that question at the end of your life. The people who answer that question at the end of their life, that they wish they would have done this and they wish they would have done that and they're sorry that they didn't do this and they're sorry they didn't do that, that was things that they would have done day by day. It is choices not made, action not taken on each individual day that creates the spiritual scar of regret at the end of a life. Don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. You have countless choices throughout the day to choose inspiration, to choose love, love for yourself, commitment to yourself, dedication to yourself. You have these opportunities all day long. And if you choose it and you live it, on each individual day, then just like you go to bed with a smile on your face at the end of the day, you could be sure that at your end of your beautiful life, you will have that same smile. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, let's talk about more about the unlived life. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Don't forget, you can check out our website, abettertoday.com, stevemaraboli.com, empoweredlivingradio.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube. Make sure you check it out. You're listening to Empowered Living. We'll be right back. Just like your capacity for life, happiness, and success is immeasurable. Day after day, countless people across the globe get on the scale in search of validation of beauty and social acceptance. Get off the scale. I have yet to see a scale that can tell you how enchanting your eyes are. I have yet to see a scale that can show you how wonderful your hair looks when the sun shines its glorious rays on it. I have yet to see a scale that can thank you for your compassion, sense of humor, and contagious smile. Get off the scale because I have yet to see one that can admire you for your perseverance when challenged in life. It's true, the scale can only give you a numerical reflection of your relationship with gravity. That's it. It cannot measure beauty, talent, purpose, life force, possibility, strength, or love. Don't give the scale more power than it has earned. Take note of the number, then get off the scale and live your life. You are beautiful.
Forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time.
with your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me. You have knocked me off my feet again, got me feeling like a nothing. You with your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded. You picking on the weaker man.
Welcome back. I was talking and I forgot to unmute my microphone. So I was talking and I was wondering why I couldn't hear myself in my headphones. Turns out you got to unmute to be heard. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure you check out our websites, thebettertoday.com, stevemaraboli.com, and empoweredlivingradio.com. We are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube, we're on Pinterest, we got a blog, we have videos, we're everywhere. And everything we do is 100% free. 100% free. Only thing I ask is that you share it. Only thing I ask is that you share it. It's so funny, I get requests. We have a tremendous following. So I get requests all the time for me to join in people's marketing campaigns for their books and stuff like that. And some of the people folks, you know me, I'm not really big into those marketing campaigns. But some of the authors are dear, true friends of mine. So they'll say, "Oh well, Steve, we want to add you to our list of affiliates." And I said, "Listen, I don't need to be on your list of affiliates, but when you give me the book information, I'll send out a tweet or put it on my Facebook or something like that." And they say, "Okay, but we want a free gift from you, something that you'll give free for people who pick up these books." And I say, "Well, here's the thing about that. Everything I do is already free, so I really don't have any free gift to give somebody. I don't have a free download to give it to somebody because I already give over 1,000 hours of free downloads away without a book launch. It's just that's what we do, and some of them have trouble understanding that that's what we do. So I think it's funny, but just keep in mind, folks, every single thing we do is 100% free. Only thing I ask is I share. We don't even ask for your email address anywhere ever anymore. We don't even want your email address anymore. We used to have a Better Today magazine. It's just so much easier now to post it on my Twitter. Articles that would have been in the magazine find their way on our Twitter. We also, my own blog, which is found at stevemaraboli.com, will also have things like that. What a lot of people liked in the magazine, the piece that was called What Most People Don't Know. Those will find a home on my personal blog. So all that information is still going to be available for free, but I was so turned off by marketing strategist conversations about capturing emails. I was so turned off by it that I said, let's continue to pioneer. Let's continue to pioneer and let's be the first publishing company, the first professional speaker, the first best-selling author to not want your email address. To guarantee we will never send you spam. The only way you can completely 100% guarantee that is to not ask for the email addresses. So again, we're leading the way. We do not even want your email address. The only thing I ask is that you share this information. We are all on the same team and in this together. There is so much nonsense in the self-help spiritual world. There's so much fiction in there that we need to spread true empowerment. And the true empowerment lives inside of you, it lives inside of me, and it lives inside of all of us. It is simple, it is practical, and although it is simple, it's not easy. So we support each other, we empower each other, and we go through this together. Dr. King said, either we go up together or we go down together. Well, folks, I don't want to go down together. Let's go up together. Today we're talking about the unlived life. Oh, I shall not be accused of such, but you, what about you? What love are you not showing? What possible scars of a life not lived are you developing? What apologies are you not saying? What forgiveness are you not giving? What power are you diluting? We all have this power, this strength, this core that comes out. We tend to think that it comes out in tough, traumatic situations, and it does come out in those situations. Do you know why it comes out in those situations? It is not solely because of the situation, but it isn't because of your response to the situation, because we tend to see our true power when we're in crappy situations, because when we're in crappy situations, we tend to let go of all the nonsense. We don't care what you think anymore. I'm in a crazy situation. I don't care what you think. And that's when we're most powerful. And we think that we're being powerful because of the situation, but we're not. We're being powerful because of the way we respond to the situation. Now, what if on every single day, not just in the traumatic situation, but every single day you lived that free to be yourself? That free to be yourself. It's a powerful way to live. It's a powerful way to reflect. Now that you're not reflecting on what other people think of you, you start reflecting of what you think of you. You get to see where you might beat yourself up a little too much, where you might be your own greatest bully. You start seeing these things. And in the process of accepting yourself, in the process of not diluting yourself, you begin to reveal the true potency of your character, the true potency of your spirit, the true potency of your mind, the true potency of your potentiality, the true potency of your ability to create in your own life. It's by letting go of the things that suffocate you emotionally and spiritually, including yourself. It's by letting go of that, that the unlived life becomes the lived life. The unwritten story becomes the written story. The unacted upon love becomes the acted upon love. Forgiveness that wasn't given is given. A beautiful thing happens when someone does spiritual and emotional CPR to us. A beautiful thing happens when we start living our lives. When we stop just existing through it and start living it, a beautiful thing happens. We start realizing that maybe what Steve's saying is right. That no matter how much I stressed about yesterday, no matter how much I stress about tomorrow, no matter what I had been led to believe about my karmic karmic debts and Akashic records and prayer cloths and beads and psychic manifestation of oneness and all these things. That really, he's right when he just says, I wake up in the morning, my eyes open to the day that's in front of me, the moment that is in front of me. And that's it. From the second I open my eyes, I'm simply presented choices. Choices. Wait, that's what life is? Choices? What do you mean life's choices? Can Steve be right about this? Am I in my financial situation because of choices? Am I in my health situation because of choices? Oh, shit. He might be right. Wait, so it's not my karma, Akashic, prayer, cloth, beads. It's choices? And it's not a choices that I make over the years. It's choices that I make on each today. So if I simplify and become aware of this day in front of me, if I become aware of the choices I make, I can change my life. And the answer, folks, is yes. Steve, how do you get all this done? It's a choice I make. Steve, how did you? All I need to hear is, how did you? The rest is whatever nonsense they're telling themselves. My answer is always, it's a choice I make. Because either I'm going to make the choice for myself, or something else or someone else is going to make the choice for me. There are choices to be made throughout your day. That you do not have a choice over. That you do not have control over. You do not have control over the choices that you are given throughout the day. What you have is a choice over what you select to do. The day moves without your concern. You open your eyes, if you go, oh shit, another day. That's a choice. The day is going through. The day is there and it's moving. The clock, try and stop it from moving. It does not stop. Try and stop the sun from rising. Try and stop it from setting. It does not and will not. Why would it? Everything in between is a choice. You're either going to choose something out of love, out of dedication and commitment to yourself, or you're going to choose it out of fear, resentment, and hatred for yourself. You're either going to choose something that nourishes your day, or you're going to choose something that poisons your day. These are choices we make throughout the day. Choices that we come to, however, no matter, it depends how busy you are in the course of your day. But the day moves, and throughout the day, you have choice points. You have these little roads you get to. It's kind of like a fork in the road. And you get to that fork in the road, and you have to choose nourishment or poison. Am I nourishing or am I poisoning? Am I nourishing or am I poisoning? And that's it. That's all. And then the next day begins. The next day begins brand new. And you're in the position your previous day's choices left you. So it's like if I went out drinking today, if I went out boozing it up, I go bar hopping, and I make a choice, I'm going to have a drink. And then I make another choice, I'm going to have another drink. I make another choice. Each choice point, I get to choose. Do I want something that's going to nourish my day and my body, or am I going to choose something that poisons my day and my body? And if I keep choosing poison, I'm going to be pretty drunk. And tomorrow when I open my eyes, it's a brand new day, and it is a day that nobody has seen before. True. But it is also a day that I'm going to open my eyes feeling really, really poisoned based on the choices I made the day before. How would your life be different if you chose to nourish more often than you chose to poison? How would your life be different if you were even conscious of these choices you have? How would your life be different if you didn't just exist through it with a bullshit victim mentality that this is just the way life is, and of course, spiritual victim mentality, which is, this is just what karma's doing to me. How would your day be different if you broke free from that nonsense and realize that your life is the culmination of your days? It's the culmination of the choices you make within those days. And that's what it is. That's all that it is. What's great about that is that you can see that your life tomorrow will be the culmination of the choices you make today. That's so much, first of all, more true, and second, more empowering than thinking, oh, to turn my life around, I have to change my whole karmic flow around. Holy shit, that's a lot. But instead, that's why I think so much of the spiritual movement is so disempowering and so irresponsible of the authors. Because the truth, although less poetic, is more powerful and empowering. And if you just make choices today that are nurturing and nourishing towards your goals, towards your ambitions, towards your intent, towards your vision, towards your promises, if you nourish them, your every day will feel lived and it will feel amazing. And each day will culminate into a great life, a lived life, an empowered life. A life that isn't filled with spiritual, emotional scars. It isn't filled with the regret. It's filled with love. It's filled with love that was shared and laughter that was caused and shared and apologies and forgiveness and closure. It's filled with the best of you. When was the last time you ever even thought of that for yourself? Am I giving people the best of me? Because am I giving myself the best of me? Am I loving myself enough to choose nourishment over poison? Am I loving myself enough to choose commitment and dedication? Am I loving myself enough to be loyal to myself? Am I loving myself enough to forgive myself? Am I loving myself enough to give myself the best I can offer? Am I bringing the power from within so that I can share it with everyone else on the outside? The unlived life is a human travesty. Yet it is common. The cemeteries are filled with books unwritten. They are filled with lives that were never lived. Don't let that be you. You have today. Everyone experiencing today, no matter how great, is only experiencing this day as you experience it. You will all experience it just once. Just once in forever. It's not once in, you know, people, leap year. This is leap year, and February had an extra day. And people are going crazy saying, wow, this day only happens once every 4 years. It's amazing. And I kept thinking to myself, this day may happen once every 4 years. And yes, that's awesome. Live it to the max. But when will you all realize that every day only happens every once in forever? It will never happen again. So treat every day that same way. Make every day your wish fulfillment day. Make every day the day forgiveness day. Make every day love day. Make every day share day. Make every day apology day. Make every day self-love and self-respect day. Make every day promise, keeping a promise to myself day. Make every day the day you celebrate your life, because don't you dare live an unlived life. Don't you dare exist through an unlived life. Don't you dare let someone else write your book. Don't you dare let somebody else live the precious life that is yours. Don't you dare. The unlived life is a travesty. Do not make it your reality. You are beautiful, you are timeless, and your power is immeasurable. Live accordingly. If you do believe that you were created by a masterful creator, live accordingly. Do you believe that you were evolved from an incredible scientific miracle of evolution, then live accordingly. Do you believe that a one-legged frog in a wheelchair is a god and it created you? Live accordingly. Do you get the point that I'm saying? You're here now. Live accordingly. Do not wait for life to happen to you. You happen to life. Make positive, nourishing choices for your life. And it will reflect. It has no choice. This is how our life works. It's simple. It's just not easy. But it is a choice you get to make. Make that choice. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure you check out our websites, empoweredlivingradio.com, stevemaraboli.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. Check us out. We're a community of people all over the world that love sharing empowering ideas, thoughts, quotes, stories. We are an unstoppable community all over the world. The only thing we ask is that we share, share, share. And when you're doing that, don't forget that this New Yorker loves you. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. We'll see you next time.
Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.